Blog Talk Radio.
Get out of you.
hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in calm, ocean turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Yes, it's that. It's Saturday night. Saturday night. We know what happens on Saturday night. It's experiencing spiritual unity and meditation with the man himself, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. And here he comes. We're going to bring him on. We know what we have to do. We have to give a nice, warm welcome the way we do at Neo Nation to all our programming subject matters, you know, our program host as well. And, you know, sometimes the audience get a little slow, you know, it happens. But let's give a nice warm hand to Dr. Benjamin Bridges.
All right, my brother. Thank you for, you know, setting things up. And here we go. We're on our way to create a brighter day. So I just wanted to say peace and blessings to everyone that came on for tonight. And, yeah, a lot of things are working out just right. And I'm really glad to see that things are really in motion because right now we really do need to come together in spiritual unity to bring about some great, awesome, and amazing things for ourselves and our community. And the reason why it is very important for things to come about through spiritual unity is because some may feel that, you know, prayer and meditation, things like that, it doesn't really have any serious power or any ability. But the reality is that it really does. And because it does, what can actually happen is that we can turn a lot of things around that are happening in our community, in our lives, from a negative situation to a positive situation. And that's why I'm saying to you now that, you know, after seeing some of the things that have happened in the past and how we can, you know, utilize some of those same opportunities through the spiritual power of God in Christ, how we can turn things around in our lives. And like I said, you know, one of the things that was really interesting in the past was the ability to save the lives of, you know, a large number of kids that were, you know, in these gang wars, killing each other left and right. And the beautiful thing about it, you know, we took the time to really see what we could do to create an organization that was willing to deal with bringing about that positive change in our community to stop our kids from killing each other. And I'll be honest with you, you know, we got some great positive feedback, and we were able to get 150 people in our group, which was good. You know, it wasn't 10,000 or 10 million, nothing like that. But the bottom line was that 150 was strong enough for us to turn things around in the community. But then there was also some negative feedback. People were like saying, what, save these niggas' lives that, you know, want to kill each other? Go ahead, let them kill each other. Who cares? So you have people in our community at this day and time that really don't care what happens, whether our people, you know, get stopped from voting, whether our people are in a situation where our kids are dying out on the street, whether it's a situation where, you know, racist white police officers are killing our people for no reason. They just say, so what? But you know what? That's where you come in. We can definitely turn things around once we find people whose hearts and minds are open to wanting to create some positive change and bring about some difference from the negative things that we see in our community, instead of just saying, so what, you know. It's not about so what. It's about us stepping up to the plate and doing what we can to bring about some positive change. Because even with myself, I never forget, you know, a prophetess was telling me that, you know, if I came back to New York from California and actually, you know, went there, that the Lord was going to have some great, you know, project for me to do. And I was like, really? I said, what is it? She said, well, I'm not going to get into all of that, what it is, but you're going to find out once you go back. So I said, okay, I'll go out there and see what's happening in New York. So I went back to Mount Vernon, New York, and I did find that, unfortunately, you know, the gang wars were up and running. But one of the things that really, you know, touched me was that a good friend of mine's son got murdered in there. And I was like, wow, you know, because I knew him, you know, he was a little tot. And then he grew up and, you know, he was a young man, a teenager. But he got caught up into these gangs and was selling drugs and everything. And unfortunately, you know, with the gang war, they ended up killing him. But the bottom line was that, you know, when I was at his funeral, that's when the Lord said to me, hey, you cannot watch these kids being killed out on the street and not get involved with trying to put an end to stopping, you know, all this madness that's going on. You have to play a part in doing something to make this madness stop. So I want you to step up to the plate and get involved with this and move forward to ending, you know, all of this violence and these murders. And I really felt, you know, within my heart that was something that I needed to do because, you know, seeing the young brother, even though he was in his suit and everything, but he was in his coffin and he was only like 18, 19 years old, which was ridiculous. But the bottom line was that, you know, so many of our kids end up, whether they're 15, 16, 18, 20 years old, the bottom line is that so many of our young folks end up in their coffins, and it doesn't make any sense for them to end up there. I mean, I could see if they're 90, 80, 75, or whatever. You know, that's you know, the normal age that a lot of our people, you know, whether you're black, white, Asian, Hispanic, it doesn't make a difference. But when you are only going to be 15 and 16 and 18 and 17 years old, and you have to leave your body at that early age, and on top of that, have a few bullets to help you make your way, that doesn't make any sense. And I really did feel that was something that I needed to do. So I said, okay, I'm going to get involved with that and see what I can do. And the beautiful thing about that was that after I got involved with that, that's when many miracles occurred. And all I can say to you is we need to really reach out and see what we can do to really bring about some positive change. And spirituality is one of the aspects. And I know a lot of people feel that, you know, putting too much time into spirituality is a waste of time, but it's really not. God has the ability to bring things about that are phenomenal, and that's why they even call God the God of miracles, because a lot of the things that could normally be done, you know, with the average person cannot be done, you know, when it comes to what God can do. Because God can do, I mean, he's the one that made the universe, planet Earth, the trees, the stars, the moon, the animals, the human race, you know, and other foreign races on many of these different planets. Our planet is just one speck, you know, in a huge galaxy. You know, it's just one little dot. You know, so it's not like, you know, planet Earth is, you know, half of the universe or three quarters of the universe or 90% of the universe. Earth is just one small dot in a huge ocean. And that's the thing. The universe and where we are is one aspect, but we are just a small portion of God's creation. And being that he created such a huge aspect of what we call the universe, how can he not have the power to do miraculous and awesome and amazing things? And the thing about it, which really has been amazing me, when I read that in Genesis, in the Bible, he said, you're made in the likeness and image of him. In other words, what he was trying to say is that you have the spiritual power and the ability to do awesome and amazing things. that can change your life and change the lives of others in a positive way. And there will always be folks out there to do the negative, whether it's robbing, stealing, killing, you know, trying to take advantage of people and trying to destroy each other's lives. But the other side of it is when we can come together in spiritual unity to be a blessing to our people and our community and even the world community, that's a good thing. And that's, these are some of the things that we really need to focus on, because as we start to focus on, you know, the aspect of who we truly are, that's when we can start to really empower ourselves to rise up out of a lot of the problems that are affecting us today. But the problem is, you're not supposed to know that you can rise up out of just being a limited human being that can accomplish very little. You're supposed to stay in that mindset of thinking that, hey, you know, I'm stuck in poverty and for the rest of my life, I just got to deal with this. No, you don't. That is Satan's lie. But God's truth is telling you that you are made in the likeness and image of God. And being that you are, miraculous things can come your way, but you have to believe it and let go. And let God. Let go of the lies of Satan and this society and let God take you to higher heights and deeper depths in God so that you can raise your consciousness and your mind up on high so that you, your goals and dreams can start to fly. And this is not something that I think might happen or possibly could happen. This is something that can definitely happen. But the only thing is, if you don't have the open-mindedness and the open-heartedness to actually believe that this is something that you can do and there's something that can definitely come about, then filling your mind with all that fear and doubt will be a brick wall that will stop you from ever being able to achieve the blessings of what you are capable of doing, what you are able to do, what you can do, but you can't do it if you don't believe it. You can't do it if you're going to stay brainwashed in the negative thinking of just seeing yourself from a negative perspective. But once you start to see and believe your true identity, as Jesus even said, the things I do, you can do, and even more. We come together in spiritual unity, tapping into our God-given ability to do miraculous, supernatural, and amazing things. That's when our community, our personal lives, and the lives of many others can actually change. And that's the thing. Only if you believe it can these things be something that you can achieve. But you have to open your mind and heart and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all of this can definitely come about. And it definitely can, but you have to believe it. So anyway, I definitely wanted to touch base on that because this is something that is very, very important to us, whether we know it or not. That in us knowing our true identity, as Jesus was saying, being true sons and daughters of God that have the ability to do what he can do and even more. But the bottom line is you're not supposed to know that. You're supposed to say, okay, I'm stuck in poverty and woe is me. No, you don't have to sing that woe is me song. Once you awaken to your true identity and are willing to live within that spiritual power that you have, that's right, you have spiritual power. Otherwise, the Lord would have never said to you, you're made in his likeness and image. He would have just said, yes, yes, you're a limited person, and hey, you know, you just got to deal with, you know, different things that come your way, you know. Don't worry about it. You'll be okay somehow. No, God didn't say that. He said you're made in the likeness and image of God. and being that you're made in his likeness, and being that you're made in his image, what he's trying to tell you is that you have God-given ability that is within you that can truly do miraculous, supernatural, and amazing things. But how can you ever do those things if you're stuck in the mindset of Satan, which is, oh, man, I'm just a limited person. I can't achieve nothing. If you're going to think like that, then, yes, Satan's going to shake your hand and say, oh, that's a way good way to think, and I'm patting you on the back, too. Yeah, keep up the good thoughts. But those are bad thoughts that are going to keep you down and out. But the thoughts that are going to raise you up without a doubt is the thoughts of God's divine love and mercy and truth. And when you start to live within the truth of God and realize your true identity, then, hey, things are really going to start to change. Because even though we have right now in front of us many serious problems that are facing us, we also have within us very serious power that is there that can turn all this madness around. But the only thing is, you have to know who you are and what you can do in order for you to really be that person that can make those wonderful, awesome, and amazing changes come about. And that's why it's very important for us all to realize that you are not a limited person that can do but so little, but that you are a God being, as Jesus said, a son or daughter of God that has the ability to do things that are totally amazing, but you have to believe it in order to receive it. To activate your God-given power, you have to open your mind and heart to the truth of who you are and be willing to cultivate, to change, to actually activate that ability that you have. And that means that you have to be, as Jesus even said, I am in oneness with God. We have to become in oneness with God and with Christ. In other words, you can't expect to get your spiritual power to be a drug dealer, to be a pimp that's going to have a group of prostitutes or something crazy like that. He's not going to give you any spiritual power to do negative things. Your heart and mind has to be open to serve God in Christ and to also serve the people in your community to want to help them. So instead of many people, what they're doing today, reaching out with hatred and anger and the desire to kill and to destroy and rape and do all kind of crazy things like that, instead of going down that lane of negativity leading you down into the depths of hell with Satan, you can be a person that's reaching out to help people, to actually have a feeling of, I really would like to see what I can do to improve and help other people's lives. I would really like to reach out and be a blessing to the lives of others. I would like to respect and honor other people and give them an opportunity to live a great and wonderful life. And when you start to think and see things from that perspective, that's when things can really start to change for you, because God will say, okay, this person definitely is here to reach out to help people, not to reach out to destroy and kill and hurt people. And because you are willing to serve God and to serve the family of humanity in our community, then basically that's when God's going to say, hey, you are in oneness with me. So I have no problem blessing you. I have no problem allowing you to receive your God-given power. And that's what it's all about. We need to really come in oneness, come in tune with God so that we can
truly, truly, as sons and daughters of God, receive the power of God, activate it, and now we can utilize it to really be a blessing to the lives of ourselves and to the lives of others. So these are things that can truly come about, but you have to be in tune with God. Not in tune with Satan, but in tune with God. Because if you're going to want to take advantage of people, rip people off, take, you know, their money and, you know, try to take advantage of people and do people in, even physically and verbally and all kind of crazy stuff like that, it's not something that God is definitely going to want to utilize his spiritual power that he has in you and activate that power for you to utilize. No, he's not going to do that. But when you come fully around and start to become in oneness with him in regards to wanting to serve God, serve Christ, serve the family of humanity, serve the people in your community, you're going to see some great and wonderful things come about, without a doubt. Okay, so anyway, I'm glad we had a chance to touch base on that, because these are some things that are very, very powerful. And I know a lot of this is things that we've been told that really don't have any significance or any power to it or any opportunity to it, because it's not even talked about, unfortunately, in the churches today. And it's not talked about in the masjids either, but we can utilize this, and it's not talked about in the Jewish or Hebrew temples. We need to start to know, even though this society has put this into a secret corner of what exists within us, this is something that we really need to reawaken ourselves to. And by us reawakening ourselves to our true identity, we will be able to change a lot of things that are happening to us and to our community. So with that being said, at this point, I would like to see if any of you have any feedback on what we've been talking about. Because, like I said, this is something that is not slightly positive. This is something that is greatly positive and very powerful. But the bottom line is we have to believe it in order to receive it. And once we start to believe it, then we can start to truly, truly receive it. So anyway, the first call-in number that I'm seeing here that, you know, would be great to come on board with us at this time is 914-227. 914-227, your mic is now open, and feel free to come on the call with us at this time and, you know, give us some feedback on what we just spoke about. 914-227. Would you like to give some feedback, or would you just like to be a listener? Okay, well, I guess you just want to be a listener right now, you know. But one thing I will say just before I let that go is, just in case your phone is on mute, you could take it off of mute. And, you know, you can come on board with that, because sometimes that's the technical problem of people coming on and speaking. But if you're, you know, in the, you know, vibe right now where you're not really feeling like you want to, you know, contribute any feedback, that's no problem either. But anyway, I'm going to go to the next person right now. And that number is 602-332. 602-332. If you have any feedback,
in the name of
like
the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this is Pastor Don G, CEO. Thank you to all the people that got the text message that made it available, made themselves available to call in to the show. I'm moving around the city, but I do want to say this. 2022 is right around the corner, y'all. The world's been closed for the last 2 years. It's about to be opened back up. So getting involved with these programs and the programs you hear on this network is very imperative for you to change the world. We cannot change the world by being bystanders. We have to be motivational, moving, doing things. Nobody wants to sit around and watch Michael Jordan score 60 points. You got to be on the team, on the floor with him, carrying the ball, passing the ball, whatever needs to be done, we got to do it. That's pretty much all I got to say, man.
Well, I do appreciate that, brother. It was right on time because getting involved with what they call it, politics, is something else, man. Sometimes it helps, but sometimes it's just what it says, a big trick. But the bottom line is getting in tune with God and his power is something that can definitely change each and every hour, brother.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, all y'all winning team members, everybody that's down with the Neo Project, y'all are in the right place at the right time. If you got a text message from me, press number one on your keypad. Get involved in this conversation. If you're not recorded, you can't be rewarded. And that's the say of the Lord. I'm out.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for coming on board, and thank you for your positive and powerful words, my brother. Peace and blessings to you. Yes,
amen.
Indeed.
I'm right here.
Now, yes, indeed. So now we're getting ready to switch over to another caller, and that's 347-880. 347-880. If you have anything that you would like to share with us at this time, you know, feel free to, you know, speak up, and that would be great.
See you in the way of expressing what faith brings, the ancestors, what it brings to you. And that's where you're bringing out the spiritual part of us to think about the faith of doing good, doing lovely things and loving people. And these kind of faiths going to bring out something better than the normal faith. So I thank you tonight to give me a few words, and I'm appreciating it. And I hope I have a little more to say. But we are in a position where that people are getting sick, and people have to learn that we should put out things to keep people healthy. Foods that can bring people healthier, herbs, certain vegetables, and certain things. Because all these things mixed together with keeping up your spirituality up to a level way that you can get to meditate and concentrate up to a level. Certain teas can help you and certain other things. So we are in this position where that we have to have more than one recommendation of bringing the spirituality out of people, because everybody feels down and they want something to wake them up. They want coffee, they want this. But if you bring spirituality and show the person how to live, what to eat, and how in that kind of way we can bring a better man out of a man. So at the same time we bring in spirituality, we have to have underlying people how to invest, economic development. After we get this wealth, what are we going to do with it? Are we going to train the children, or are we going to try to invest in ourselves and grown-ups like ourselves? So what are we going to do? Are we going to reach out and have a training center where people can do other things different than normal things that's going on now? People are going to be selling things down the road, things that we create from scratch, foods that we create from scratch. These kind of things are new things we're going to introduce in the society. Where we're going to make up foods, and these foods are going to give you certain nourishment that your body can go for a little longer time, not the same time. So this is they developing foods. We have to develop our foods, knowing what's agreed with us. So these are the things that don't keep us healthy with the pandemic and with COVID-19 and with what's happening with the new type of cold that's coming out. So we want to recommend a way that we have something that we can offer. Investment portfolio where we can make up a key area in certain areas where we know people are popular. Like people can invest in that. And this is an area where we're going to get health, strength, teas and soups. And that's what we sell. to get the people healthy. And maybe other stationaries as we go. So we're starting that way. Now is the winter. Mm. So we're putting it out here for others to see and know that we are creators of things, thoughts, and not just saying we're going to heal people or we're going to prophesy that this is going to happen, that happened. We have ways and means. We're coming from the Ethiopian World Federation in order to better the people from a grassroots level because we've been inspired. Because we know that God may even come from where we're speaking of, Ethiopia, the beginning of life, beginning in these areas. So when we know these things and we know what's happening in the world today, we have to come out with a back. We're here to back America. We're not to make nobody else win. We just want to get our level playing field that we can work in America and develop ourselves and our people. And that's what we're putting out there, that we're not... We're not against, we're not warlike people. We are people of quality, high quality, spiritual quality. And we need it, we're not conquering, sir. We just need a level playing for you. We don't need you to emphasize on us what we should do and what we shouldn't do. And if that you want us to do what you want us to do and we do it, you're just going to keep us too busy. We can't do nothing else. So we like to do some of what you say and some of what we say. From a business point of view and a physical point of view. And if we're not physical no more, we do it from a corporate point of view. So thank you very much for the time out. But we are in the foundation situation. And if you build on a
well, thank you, my brother, for coming on and sharing your words of power and wisdom that you have just shared with us. I do appreciate that because basically our people really need to be reawakened to, you know, who they are and what they can do. And once this comes through, we come together in spiritual unity, we're going to be definitely able to bring about some very wonderful and amazing things in our community. And I thank you for sharing your positive feedback because that's what it's all about, knowing that we can bring this about. So peace and blessings to you, my brother. And now we're going on to the next caller. And the next caller is 832-613. Okay. And seems like there's a little technical problem there with that one, so we're moving on to the next. That's 571-264. 571-264. Okay. Nothing with that for the moment. If you have anything you want to say, then come on board, but it doesn't look like it. So we'll try the next one, which is 845-204. 845-204, if you can hear me now and would like to give some positive feedback, you know, feel free to come on board and let us know what you think or feel. Hello? Sound like I heard you trying to come on there for a minute, but don't hear you now. 845-204, your phone is open. All righty, and let me see here. Well, we're going to move on to the next person then. That's 646-431. Okay, dropped off, and we do have, you know, one last one, and that's 111. 111 has been, you know, known to be a listener. Oh, you're going to be a speaker with us?
One.
Okay.
You.
Well, then share what you feel. No problem. Are you there? Or at least they let us know that they were there. But I understand. Sometimes it's more of a feeling to just be a listener than a speaker, and that's no problem. But 845-204, your phone is open right now. If you get a chance, please show us and allow us to hear some feedback from you and what you think of and what we've been speaking about thus far. Hello? I heard you say something, then you got cut off there. Can you hear us? Your phone is open, and just in case your phone is on mute, if you have something you would like to say, feel free to, share some positive feedback with us there. Hello? Oh, okay. Well, 845, it sounded like you were trying to get back on again in the call, but voice didn't go through all the way. But anyway, no problem. We'll try 111 one more time. 111111. If you would like to, give some feedback there on what we've been speaking about, feel free to do that. All right. Yes. Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Would you have some feedback on what we've been speaking on thus far this evening?
I think it's a positive to let people know. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
It's a positive to let people know of all races and creeds, the power within, and bring about a positive world as we go through a pandemic. And at the same time, teach children how to be better toward one another, boys and girls, so that they grow up to be better women than men. And as well, for sure, make a divine purpose out of their life and come on board to use economics positively to bring about a better paradigm of everything that's positive rather than negative, because the forces of negativity are all around us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Positive forces are drowned out many times. So it's good to see that you're doing something positive, trying to awaken the divine power within every human being, from the original people to the last people, whoever they are, whether they're seen as light, Caucasian, dark brown, to so-called red man, which really doesn't exist. Truth is, we're all one people, or else we would not be so-called human beings. So keep doing the positive work, bringing all people together, regardless of race, and we will have a better world. That is definitely what is called a positive and ordained future to civilization. That's the main idea. Advance civilization to the best we all can be. We shouldn't have no problems, regardless of the pandemic. Okay,
there you
so
go.
I'll say that. And good night to you, Brother Ben. Mm-hmm. Stay strong.
Yes, indeed. And thank you, my brother, for the positive feedback and some of the positive words of wisdom that you shared with us, my brother. You know?
All right.
And,
No problem.
Now, 914-227, we're going to bring on right now. And 914-227, you know, your mic is open.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, indeed. Can hear you now, brother. Yeah, called off on you earlier, but, you know, it's all good because sometimes it's the technical, situation there with some of the times, plugging into the call. But anyway, yeah, at this point, I would like to share with you that Troy Muhammad is here with us, and he's going to be one of our, serious speakers that will be speaking on some important things that, are going to be very helpful for our people to know about as well. And Brother Troy, if you could start to two things. You could speak on, you know, some feedback on what we spoke about thus far, and then you can go into some of the things that you were talking about that you wanted to bring up to share with our people as well.
Well, based good evening, my brother Ben. Thanks for having me. Based on some of the stuff that I heard, because I had to step away in terms of what you're trying to achieve, which is spiritual unity, that spiritual component is absolutely, you know, paramount. It's the first thing. You know, you have the spiritual, you have the mental, you have the emotional, and then you have the physical. And, of course, you know, you got the economical and the social. But once the spiritual is messed up, then it's a trickle effect. Everything else follows that area. And what I find about meditation, you know, it puts you in a certain envelope, a certain mindset mentally, you know, to help you be able to achieve certain things. I'm a professional anger coach. I deal with self-improvement, conflict resolution. And what I find is that, you know, once the mental is messed up, you know, that causes problems with the emotional. And the emotional part is a big component. You know, when we are emotional and we have these emotional issues, bitterness, strife, fear, all these emotions, that affects our mind, you know, and meditation helps that. So I definitely want to agree with Brother Ben, you know, as it relates to the need of meditation to deal with things from that standpoint. A lot of us deal with the outside in as opposed to the inside out, you know, and that's what society deal with a lot. You know, I believe it was Cyndi Lauper. She made a song about she's a material girl, Madonna, living in a material world. And, you know, that's the mindset of a lot of us. We definitely need material things, food, clothing, shelter, you know, but once we, those are outside things. And once we are dominated by that and don't go inside and deal with our emotions and our mental, you find a lot of people breaking up in that area. You know, it's more easier to get $20 than it is to calm down. You know, it's more easy to get $30 than to put ourselves in a healthy mental state of mind. You know, so I just wanted to just throw that out there. You know, that's all for me.
Okay. So you finished sharing some of the information there, huh?
I'm sorry, say that again, Brother Ben?
So you finished with sharing your information at this point?
Yes, sir. I mean, if anybody got any feedback on what I said, add something to it or what have you, I'll be welcome to dialogue with it.
Okay. Well, we have 571-264. You know, if you have anything that you would like to say at this point, you know, feel free to join in on the call and, you know, give us some feedback on, you know, some of the things that we've talked about thus far. 571-264. Okay. Unmute your phone just in case your phone is on mute, and then you can come on the call with no problem. All right. Well, no problem then. Bottom line is I just wanted to see for a moment if you you know, had any feedback and that you would like to have shared as well, and if not, you know, that's not a problem at all. But anyway, right now, okay, right now we have a few more minutes before we're going to get ready to go on to the commercial, which will be at good old 8 o'clock. So we got
about 10 or 9 minutes left. And basically, I just wanted to say that, you know, in regards to some of the things that we've spoken about thus far, you know, this is a rough time period with this, you know, situation, you know, that's going on with the vaccines and with the, you know, illnesses of people. So, you know, we're being told. And all I can say at this point is sometimes these are the things that really bring us together. Because I'm thinking back in the 60s, which was really a very rough situation as well. Because back at that time, we had quite a few of our people were being killed and lynched up on trees and even tied to poles and trees and burnt to death, you know. But the bottom line was back at that time, and this was mostly happening down south, you know, with the Ku Klux Klan and Nazis and so forth. Our people were like saying, wow, because of all this negativity that's happening, we need to come together and do something about this because, you know, they're killing individuals now, but, you know, who knows? One day they might just come into our community and just start killing large amounts of our people. So the bottom line is that, you know, out of that, the 60s came together where our people really felt the need to come together. And even with this situation that we have here with, you know, this so-called illness or COVID, you know, that's floating around here in our communities, we do need to actually start to notice that sometimes these terrible and negative situations can bring about, you know, our people with the opportunity to come together because it motivates our people to see what we can do to come out of the negativity that we're dealing with. And that's why it's very important for our folks to really take a serious look at that, you know. So, you know, this is something that I would really like to share with you guys to know for a surety that, you know, even though we're in a very rough situation right now, you know, this could be a situation that really opens the door for us to come together in unity, spiritual unity, and really be a blessing to our community. But anyway, we do have another person right now, and that's 646-522. 646-522. If you have anything that you would like to speak on, you know, in regards to what we've discussed thus far, kindly feel free to, you know, join us by giving some feedback on what you think and feel on what we've been speaking on thus far.
Well, I just got on the phone, so I don't know everything in detail that y'all were talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, what we've been talking about there is basically, you know, so many important things that, you know, unfortunately have been overlooked in our community. And that is our true identity of who we are and what we can do. Because as has been stated, and I'm not sure if you noticed this verse in Genesis, and this was something that Lord Jehovah had said in the Bible, and he said that you are made in the likeness and image of God. And that's a very powerful statement, because the bottom line is, how the heck can you be made in the likeness and image of God and be a limited person that can only do very little, you know, and that's it? And that's not true, because God is the God that made the universe. He made the sun, the moon, the skies. He's a miraculous God that can do anything you could basically think about. He has the capabilities of doing. But the bottom line is that if you're made in his likeness and in his image, what is that saying about you? That's saying that you are a God being that has the ability to activate your God-given power. But the bottom line is that, you know, you have to, number one, know that this is something that even exists in you. Because unfortunately right now, these are not things that are spoken about in the churches, in the masjids, in the Hebrew temples, and, you know, on down the line. And the reason why, you know, a lot of this has been a secret that has been hidden from our people is, how can I control you, or how can I keep you in a situation where I can really tell you what I want you to do and you're going to have to do it? Or if I want to keep you in a state of poverty so I can keep my foot on of oppression on your neck and make sure that I'm in total control of you. But if you have the ability yourself to manifest wealth, if you have the ability to resurrect the dead, because even as Jesus said, the things I do, you can do, and even more. And that's another very, very powerful statement. But the bottom line is, how and why would I want you to know these things if I wanted to keep control over you? That was the last thing I would ever want you to know, because if you had the ability to disappear, reappear, resurrect the dead, give vision back to the blind and hearing back to the deaf, you know, could actually manifest wealth and all these things, wow, that would be very powerful. And that would make you a very powerful being. Yes, go ahead.
Did the brother have any feedback on what you just said?
Well, he's listening to me while I'm talking, you know. Yeah, so I'm just getting ready to hear back from him in a minute on how he feels about this, because he said he just came on the call. He didn't really hear what we were talking about earlier, you know. So that's
right.
Well,
based on what you just said, though, is there anything that he might want to get off his chest?
Well, yeah, I'm going to give him definitely that opportunity. I was just, like I said, wanted him to get an idea of what we were talking about so that he can give some feedback on it, and he could tell us what he thinks about it. But anyway, so these are some of the things that we spoke about, and basically these are some things that, you know, if you have any feedback on what was just said in the ability that is not just something that is, you know, sounds good, but this is something that is really good. Because, you know, even myself, I've, you know, had the ability through the grace, love, and mercy of Christ Jesus to actually give vision back to the blind. And I've helped folks that, you know, had hearing problems and couldn't hear. And, you know, I've had a few people that were on their deathbed getting ready to die from cancer and so forth. And, you know, I was able to help them recuperate, you know, before they got ready to leave the body. So the thing about it was, what really caught me into even believing that this was capable was the fact that I saw that scripture that Jesus said, the things I do, you can do, and even more. And I said, what? I can do what you can do? I said, really? You know? And that's when I pursued that and tried to see if that was really true, that I could actually grasp that ability to actually tap into my God-given power. And hey, I was able to do it. So it's not a thing where I think Jesus was drunk that day and just said that out the side of his mouth. He was speaking the God-given truth of God, and he was trying to share that us as a people. But the bottom line is, we've been told these lies for years that we're very limited and very incapable of doing great, awesome, and supernatural things. So don't even waste your time thinking that these are things that we can do. But I'm here to tell you that I've experienced it, and I have. One thing I didn't do, I didn't resurrect the dead, and that's something that I really was looking forward to, but that's something that didn't come up as of yet. And I haven't left this body yet, so you never know. I might still be able to do it, but be able to give vision back to the blind, hearing back to the deaf, be able to help people that were on their deathbed getting ready to die, and you could actually save their lives. These are things that he gave me the ability and the blessing to do. And I was very thankful to be able to do that. And what I'm saying to you at this point is that these are things that you can do as well. But the bottom line is, we have to believe it in order to receive it. But anyway, 646-522. If you have, you know, the feeling that you would like to, you know, give some feedback on this, the door is open for you now. So now you know what we were talking about. And if you would like to give some feedback, you can.
Okay, I really do believe that we have the ability to do, you know, a lot of different things, but unfortunately, sometimes we ourselves as people stagnate our own growth, you know, and a lot of times we blame things on other people that we're responsible for ourselves. You know, and we do have the ability, the strength, the knowledge to conquer a lot of different things in a lot of different areas. But, you know, unfortunately, sometimes we don't really take the time and the knowledge and the power to take advantage of that.
True that, my brother, true that. You know, that's something that we need to do, though, you know, start to, you know, take the step-by-step procedures to be able to activate, you know, our God-given power. And as I said before, too, and like you said, you weren't there when we spoke on this, but the other thing that's very important is that, you know, even Jesus said, you know, I am the Father are in one man. And when he was saying that, he was talking about how he was in oneness with God and how he, you know, was not trying to get God-given power and then utilize that power to do a whole bunch of negative things with. He was trying to be in oneness and in tune with what God wanted to happen, or if anyone he was going to bless with that power, he wanted to make sure that you were in alignment and in harmony with him, not someone that was with Satan and wanted to get the power and then use it to kill people or rob people or rape people or do all kind of crazy stuff. He wasn't talking about doing anything like that, but what he was saying was that he was in harmony to serve God, to serve and help the family of humanity, and that was the thing. So, you know, in order for any of these things to really come about, that's another part of it. Not only to do the research to find out that this is real, but to also make sure that we are really in tune with what God would like to see in us before he would actually bless us to actually receive our God-given power so that we can get it. And once we start to really tune into our God-given ability, that's when, you know, we'll be able to do some awesome and amazing things in our community. So, my brother, I thank you for coming on and sharing your positive feedback with us as well. And right now, in regards to the commercial, we're going to get ready to bring on the commercial there so everybody can hear some of the great opportunities that are available for them to get involved with.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com.
Hey. Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Wade. I'm on a payment with NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? This your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checking Traps.
This your peace, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Bossalina.
Your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? It's the Vid Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hamster Knife.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog. This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals, off the deep end, getting blessings, Wise Life Records, and you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Child.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled SAG Pants Equals a SAG Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is so seductive, live.com. Log on to soseductivelive.com.
So Seductive Live has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to soseductivelive.com. I believe in fashion, so Seductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to soseductivelive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to soseductivelive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategies, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio Campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners, and how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success, and experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-Day Radio Campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Remind you as well of the Black Business Network Club economic opportunities that we are offering. We have partnered with Neo Nation and the reparations program. And what you have to do, you go on the Neo Nation's program, go to My MY Project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, Neo, N-E-O, and you get yourself a reparations program, get yourself blacklisted on the reparations program. Then you can go from there to the financial application, the application if you want a loan between $50,000 and $20,000 for a business that you have, or if you want to develop a property, an idea that you want developed. The Black Business Billionaires Network Club will give you a loan and assist you in developing your business. And this is all because you're participating in the economic development of our community by joining the self-finance preparation program of My MY Project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, NEO, N-E-O, .org. So you go on there and you join, and you become blacklisted, and then you go to the listing, go to the application form, and you fill it out where you want to get financing for your business, your idea, your development, anywhere from $50,000 to $250,000. Very liberal terms. They are very considerate interest rates on the loans. There's a, the terms are good as well. But you must go to my NY project, project, neo.org, and join up into the program and get yourself blacklisted. Once you get blacklisted, you go over to the other part of the site and you fill out the application for to be considered for a loan from $50,000 to $250,000. This is a loan considering coming from the Black Business Billionaires, the My Project Neo, the Neo Nation, radio programming, the economic development programming. We have the African-American Independence Day organization as well participating in it. And so we want you, sir, ma'am, to go there and seek out financial loan for your intellectual property, your business idea. There's a concert you want to put together. There's a band or there's a, if you want to put together any kind of production, movie, live plays, things of that sort, very difficult to get funding for. So we want you to go to my NY project, project, neo.org, get blacklisted and get funding from $50,000 to $250,000. That's a great opportunity for economic development in the community, especially looking for companies and little mom and pop shops and stores and things of that sort that would bring economic stability to the community by offering jobs to those who most likely would have a very difficult time getting them, offering jobs to our young people. We need to get them into something productive so to get them out of criminal activity and get them out of poverty, which is the breeding place for criminal activity is poverty. Poverty breeds so much ills in the community, be it mental illness, be it physical illness, be it social and psychological illness, be it criminality, of it, which is an illness within itself. So we want to bring positive change to the African-American community, and we want to support and help businesses that will bring enlightenment, education, career training, and opportunities to our youth and our Black communities and our men and women. And we want you to go there to my NY project, project, neo.org, or call DSNR Consultants, LLC, one of the partners of the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, at 914-363-9007, 914-363-9007. Or email them at info@DSNLC.com. That's info@DLC.com for more information. Once again, I'll say it, info@DLC.com, and check us out, and email us, call us, let us know what your plans are for economic development in the Black community. You have some good ideas, intellectual properties. You got some, even if you want to do an entertainment training school, you want to build a recording studio, you want to build a concert hall, you know, anything that would enhance and encourage our young people to do positive things in the community, we're willing to support. So please contact us. Also, we do not want you to forget the Black farmers and their plight. There is $2.3 trillion of economic development coming through solar energy to America. They're going to do several things with this economic influx. They're going to, one, they're going to rebuild farming on solar farms. They're going to rebuild the infrastructure. They're going to offer 2-, 4-, 6-year rides for 2-year associate degree, 4-year bachelor's, and 6 years master's degrees at colleges and universities, totally funded by the Solar Energy Economic Development Program that's coming to America. We want the black community, the historical black colleges, the HSBCUs, to also be involved with this, okay? We want them to get a part of this funding. We want our kids to be able to get a full ride for associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree. And the way this is going to happen is we have to stand up and participate. We put Biden and Harris into the office, and we must remind them that we put you in and we can take you out by not participating again to assist you. Biden got into the office. He promised the black farmers that he would give them a subsidy that they never gotten under other administrations. But the white farmers did get it. And the black farmers were neglected. And they had hard times. And a lot of them went out of business. And a lot of them are suffering today. And Biden promised to put aside a subsidy for the black farmers, and which he did not do. This is a continuous, abusive relationship with the Democratic Party. The relationship with the Republican Party is off the hook. It's extremely abusive anyway. So it's like, damn if you do, damn if you don't. But if we don't stand up and make them realize that we understand exactly what's going on and that we will not continue to support Democratic candidates, they're begging, they're calling, they're asking, they're calling for us to vote them in for 2022 and 2024. Without the black voter, the black support, they will not get into office. That's why the Republicans are running so hard to revoke the Voting Act. They're running to destroy it. That was implemented back in the 60s. They're running to destroy the Voting Act as fast as they can. The Voter Registration Act. They're trying to dismantle it, discard it, cancel it, so that black people will not vote, so that white people continue to control politically, socially, and economically. So I'm saying to you, get active. Whether you like voting, do not like voting, whether you like a political party or don't like a political party, whether you're Republican or Democrat, left or right, up or front, you must get out there and participate. In the programming, you must get involved and know what's going on. But if you go to positive, positive, change, change, pc.com, positive change, P like Peter, C like cat, .com, positive, positive, change, change, P like Peter, C like Cat, .com. If you go to that site, Brother Ronald Pathia has put together with other blacks in solar energy, from the economic development part of it, from the scientific study department of it, from the implementation of it, who are over 30-something years they've been involved in solar energy, blacks of America who are developing companies, technology, and advancing solar energy that they're involved in. They have put together a website to educate you all about solar energy and the opportunities that thereof. And I want you to go to that site. I want you to study and understand what's happening with solar energy and the effects of it economically on the American economy and the effect that it could have, the tremendous changes that it could bring to the economically challenged communities of the African American, minority, Hispanic, Indian, Native American, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because when they bring that money into your neighborhood, they're going to redo and reconstruct and rehab the infrastructure. They're going to fix up parts. They're going to implement cleaner streets, pave the holes and the potholes and whatnot in the roads. They're going to replace all kinds of parts that were with swings and parks and things of that sort, and grass and trees. They're going to just go in and renew, urban renewal at its best, of the most neglected communities in America. They're going to beautify and rehab all of these communities. And that could be our community, your community. You know, wherever you see black folks primarily, the communities are decaying, the infrastructure is falling apart, the conditions are deplorable, inhuman, and non-existent. We have to change the narrative. It's only going to happen through participation and understanding and knowledge and knowing and letting people know that you know what's going on. It's been a long time, and I know nobody never told you this, but those who contribute the most have been demoralized to feel like the least. And I'm going to say this, and people are not going to like this, but I got facts, figures, and I got historical documentation to back me up. African Americans did more for this country than whatever this country ever did back for us. And if you're sitting back, woe is me, please, can I, will you let me do, feeling marginalized, feeling dehumanized, feeling as a second-class citizen, you don't understand the history of the African-American community from the time that they call us the colored. The, when you put something in front of something, it makes it an object. The car, the dog, the cat, the house. They used to call us the colored people, like we was an object, nothing. The Negro, the black. We were the black before we became black American. The black American, the African American, like an object. But I want you to understand something. We can change the narrative. We can change the system. We have the ability to make a tremendous change in the system. We can change it. It is no problem. We can make a change, and we will make a change in our community. But you have to learn. Read your history. Most African Americans do not know the history. The foundation of this country is the backbone of the African American, the blood, sweat, and tears, the hard work and labor. And you don't think you deserve a better condition? You don't think you deserve to live better? You don't think you deserve the big house, the big car, the living? And now we talked about living in the Black Business Billionaires Network Club on Friday night. We talk about living large in 2022. And what I'm saying is, like the Bible says, take ye that belongs to you. Take it back. Take it back. And we're going to start now the prayer and meditation with Dr. Benjamin Bridges. And I believe I am to start the prayer, and then we're going to go right into the meditation. We're going to do the prayer, and then we're going to go right into the meditation with Dr. Benjamin Bridges, and let us pray. Heavenly Father, the creator of heaven and earth and everything, he who gave us sight, ears, a brain, a physical mind, and a body, we want to thank you for all that you have done unto us. We come unto thee right now for this silence of prayer and spiritual unity and meditation to bring our hearts, our soul, our mind, and our body together so that we can achieve that which our spirit have to receive. And we thank thee for all that which is beautiful, all that is good, all that is powerful. We thank you for making us a virtually powerful people. And I say in the name of Jesus, and I say amen, amen, and amen. Here he is, Dr. Ben.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, my brother. Amen, amen, and amen. Very nice and powerful prayer. Okay, so for those who are on the line with us now, we're going to get ready to start off with the meditation. And also, before we do that, we're going to do our three deep breaths, which raises our consciousness. So when we go into the meditation, we're right on time. But here we go. We're going to start off with the first breath. Breathe in deep. All peace, calm, and total relaxation. Yes, indeed. Breathe out all tension, stress, any anxiety. Just let it go, let it go, let it go. Breathe out and let it go. Now, our next breath. Breathe in deep. Knowing that we are God beings, true son and daughters of God, as Christ did say, and letting go of all the negative thoughts that want to keep this truth away from us. Let go of that, breathe out, and let go of all those negative thoughts that you've been told from childhood to adulthood, that you are a limited human being that can only do with so little. And those are all lies that you do not need to hold on to, but hold on to the truth of God and the truth of Christ that says you are made in the likeness and in the image of God, which is a very powerful statement. Let us go on to our next and final breath. Breathe in deep, and this is for our true identity of knowing that we are truly powerful spiritual beings that can do awesome and amazing things. And now let us breathe out all fear and doubt that tells us this can never come about. Let all of those lies totally be let go. And now it's time for us to truly start to glow brightly in the light of success and power and the ability to truly achieve what God has given us. All we have to do is believe. So let us get ready now to let go once again of all negative thinkings of the past. Free ourselves from all of that negativity by finally seeing our true identity at last and embrace it, believe it, and know for a surety beyond a shadow of a doubt that all these things can truly, truly come about. But we have to believe it in order to receive it. We have to know that it can truly happen, and then it will happen. So see it already done, and truly our victory can be won. And with that being said, let us right now focus on us, not as limited human beings, but as God beings, as sons and daughters of God that have been endowed with our God-given power. But in order for us to truly activate it, we must believe in this each and every hour that we have the ability to do awesome and amazing and spectacular things. But these are things I know we have not been told, but these are things that we can achieve. We truly, truly can, but we have to believe. So right now, what I would like us to do is to see a bright light above us. This bright light shining 7 times brighter than the sun. See it slowly but surely entering into our minds, cleansing our thoughts from all negativity of the past, and start to seeing ourselves, envisioning our true identity of who we really are, and what we can truly do and be. And now we are allowing that God-given power to be activated within you and me. And once we start to really activate the power of God, we will start to see a new reality in our lives. So one of the things that we're going to focus on right now is our ability to manifest wealth. Because once money in huge amounts start flowing into your life, then you will be able to do awesome and amazing things that will allow you to fulfill your goals and dreams. You will be able to really make some positive things come about. But in order for your God-given power to be activated, it can't just be only what you want to see happen for you. We also have to reach out to help the lives of others as well. So these are things that we must take in consideration, not selfishness, but helping us. And once we want to really and truly help us and help the lives of others, then we can really start to see God's new reality shining brightly in our lives and turning all the negativity totally away. And now we can start living in a great, awesome, and amazing new day filled with great success, good health, and good wealth for us to have. So right now, what I would like you to see is another powerful light. And that light, which is shining very bright, is a green light. And that is the light of God's wealth, prosperity and great abundance, and the light of Christ's great wealth and abundance as well. And as that green light starts to flow from the crown of your head to the bottom of your feet, you will start to see and feel the magnetic power of God. And also, being that God is the creator of the universe, we're talking about drawing wealth and prosperity out of the universe and into our lives. So see the spirit of the universe drawing back to us through the magnetic power of God in Christ and the universe drawing back into our lives huge amounts of money and cash, allowing us to be set free from financial struggle and problems and poverty at last. We are now seeing millions upon billions of dollars coming to us, not as a possibility or something that might be able to happen, but once again, know for a surety that now it is our time to reach the mountaintop of success where we will achieve our very, very best. The magnetic power of God and Christ and the universe is drawing to us now millions upon billions of dollars and allowing us to put up community centers, homeless shelters, feeding the poor, the sick, and the starving, setting up centers that will totally transform the lives of those who are in need, so their life can be elevated from all negativity, and now good health and good wealth will be theirs to have, and they can live a positive and successful life without any more negativity and twisted problems and strife. They can now start to really, really be set free from all the negativity of poverty. And all I can say at this point is that we just need to see that green light growing brightly from the crown of our head to the bottom of our feet. And now we can start to see God's new reality and allowing us to be magnets for wealth, where we are magnetically drawing unto us millions upon billions of dollars, money and cash, is now in our possession. So what I want you to do is envision that. See it coming to you. See you receiving it. Seeing your heart filled with faith and confidence so that you can start to believe in this. Believe in this beyond a shadow of a doubt, and your goals and dreams will truly come about. The money that you need in order for your goals and dreams to start to materialize and to come alive can come here now. But you have to start to see it and fully believe it beyond a shadow of a doubt. And again, your goals and dreams will truly come about. So let us right now envision the green light of God's wealth, prosperity, and great abundance, and Jesus the Christ, green light of wealth, prosperity, and great abundance, and the green light of the spirit of humanity drawing unto us huge, huge amounts of cash and money. Let us receive it. Let us believe it with an open heart and mind. And soon we will truly find that money in our possession. And we will be able to use it not only to help ourselves, but we will be able to use it to help the lives of others as well. So instead of seeing things from a down and out perspective, no longer hold on to any negative thoughts or feelings from the past. Don't see what happened to you in the past that was negative, but see what is happening in the present moment that is empowering you and blessing you by you changing your vision from negativity to positivity, by you knowing that you are a son or daughter of God and have the innate power and the ability to remove whatever blockages that were there in the past, and now you see God's great light of success shining through you at last. Great and awesome amounts of money and cash are yours to have. All you have to do is start to believe it. And now, through the power of God's grace, love, and mercy, you will receive it. So again, envision this great, awesome, green light of wealth, prosperity, and a great abundance of God and Christ in the spirit of the universe. See it manifesting wealth and allowing it to flow into your possession. And we can utilize this in unity to truly erase the problems that our community face. All of it can be totally removed and replaced by the great and awesome power of God's great success as wealth, prosperity, and abundance is drawn into our lives. So just for a few minutes right now, I want you to see great amounts of cash and money coming to thee. But believe it and know it has already been done, and right now your victory has been won. So let's vibe on that. Let's see that happening right here and now. And in us seeing it and believing it, we are now in the process of allowing it to come into our possession. Again, know for a surety that we are worthy of receiving great amounts of cash for even just thinking about the situation of slavery, where we worked for hundreds of years and didn't get a dime or a penny for what we did. And now that money that is owed to us can show up in our possession, millions upon billions of dollars that we rightfully should have. It can come to us, but we have to believe it. You are worthy to receive it. So once again, visualize it and see it in your possession now. See it, believe it, and you will receive it. See it, believe it, and you will truly receive it. So just for a few minutes, vibe on that. See it actually coming into your possession right here and now. See it, believe it, and you will receive it. All right, great, amazing, and spectacular. Seeing the awesome and amazing green light of God's magnetic wealth and power. And let us now say to ourselves, we are God beings that are now experiencing the magnetic power of God's wealth, prosperity, and abundance in Christ as well, in the spirit of the universe as well, in drawing to us millions upon billions of dollars, and in us receiving it and believing it, we can now bring about positive change in our community to erase all negativity and all negative energy that has presented itself to us. And now we can totally erase it and replace it. And just for us feeling it with an open heart and open mind and knowing that this is our time. For it says, another powerful affirmation. See it already done. Feel it already done. Know it has already been done. That our victory has been won. See it already done. Feel it already done. With an open mind and heart. Know it has already been done, that our victory has been won. See it already done, feel it already done. Know it has already been done, and that our victory has truly been won. And once we start to see it and believe it, and start to know it has already been done, that's when the cash and money will start to flow and we'll start to receive it. And we'll start to be able to start a new reality and live with wonderful and great opportunities. But one thing that we definitely must do, we must believe it in order to receive it. So let us keep our minds up on high so our goals and dreams can truly start to fly. Let us not be thinking down low that how is this ever going to go. No, think up on high and know that now your time has come for your goals and dreams to fly, that you can truly make these things come about, but you must remove all fear and doubt. Let go of all that negative thinking. Let go of all that doubt that you know is not going to come about. Let it go. You have been taught this from friends, possibly even family, you know, and definitely by the society, that these are things that cannot be done. But that's a lie. You can create it, and you can make it happen. You are a God being. That it has been said in the Bible by Lord Jehovah and by Jesus the Christ. And they were not on drugs or drinking alcohol and drunk that day. They spoke the God-given truth to help you to make your way to the mountaintop of success where you can truly, truly achieve your very best. But you have to know that they were speaking the truth of your true identity. And now your new reality can start to be seen. And you can shine brightly in that new reality. A brand new and positive day where success and prosperity can finally make its way. So open your heart and mind to knowing that this has already been done, and your true reality will truly be won. Our time has finally come, and it's not a possibility. It's not something that I think can happen, but it's something that I know can happen. But if you don't believe it, then it won't be something for you to receive it. But if you do believe it, then you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all of this can come about. So I thank each and every one of you. For now, it's about that time to end our meditation and prayer. But I want you to know that we have reached that mountaintop of success where we all can start to do our very best. We can receive millions upon billions, but you have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this will come about. So start to open your mind and heart to the God-given truth that you are a true son and daughter of God that has the ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things, and manifesting wealth is one of those things that you can do, but you have to believe it for that money to start coming through. So with that being said, I just want to say peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for being on the call, and just know for a surety that our time has come for us to make our way to a brighter day. Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. God bless.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Yeah.
What happened? What's that? Look at that cell. Fuck you, man. Shit.
Oh, shit.
Opportunity to clean the floor. Not one opportunity, man. You know how much money I got to pay to clean this floor? I paid less than $100. Wait, I paid $100 to clean this property. Man, when do I pay? When do I pay? That's all right. I'll take care of it.
Let me soak it up.
I'll do it. I'll do it. I got this one.
No.
People don't know how hard I work.
I mean, you're going to help me, man.
How much is copy cost? $2,750.
I ain't getting none of that money, man.
And so that's why you should abuse it.
Nah, man. I should have got a few hundred dollars. You know how you could be the soup on this building? Yeah. And you can do the math from there. I ain't make a nickel off of one.
Yes, you did. I did give you money.
There you did. You can listen to me.
Yes, I did.
But I gave it to you. That was fired already.
Like you. Like you ain't nothing satisfied. That's why I ain't trying to satisfy nobody.
You gave that boy.
I'm a satisfied God.
Listen, you gave that fattest brother that was a trooper all the money. He kept the black
Michael,
man out.
Michael wasn't Spanish. Michael was black.
Yeah,
Michael was black. Michael was
Spanish, man.
No, he wasn't. His father was half Italian, half black. His mother was black.
Oh, but you got that one. You got a cast on that one. You look like guys, bro.
You know, before my goddamn puppet, now he wants to make one class.
You see the black guys who do the business again? The other one is black. Now you got a spray. Let me get this spray.
I don't have any money.
No clean music? What about here? In the room? In that room? You know what you do?
I need to close the baby.
Right here,
I get some water. It's supposed to be like this.
Yeah, that's it. It was.
That's the same, but it's all right. I'm sure we are. I'm sure all the
What are
you killing the rest of the coppers?
Let you up, doesn't clean the rest of the
coppers. He's coming your way in a minute. Ron.
Let me buy some spray.
What kind of
thing
are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Don't
coppers spray, right?
It's sugar. It's sugar, not stain. It's supposed to be stain with coppers.
Yeah, we put some more water on it.
But when the cat comes next time, when it cleans up, it should be all right.
Can we pour some more water on it?
I think I had it really wet.
You got a bucket? Small little bucket back there, full of water. Oh, yeah, it's okay. It's going on, huh? You got a small bucket?
Don't you think one speech? What would you do with a bucket?
Pour some water in it. Once you wet it up, it dries up.
No,
the soap is in the stain, right?
It's just wet. So I'm scrubbing up the make sure they know.
Okay, you want to help them?
Baby's lazy. He's a 1969 temp retired.
Brother, you say you go up to Harlem, so you remember Nicky Barnes and all of them?
Nobody beats that. We all gotta go.
Did you ever see him in person? Did you ever see him though, in person? Walking?
To bury you, okay. You're burying me. I did my job.
And then you got hooked up on Harlem,
right?
Okay, you need help, man. I'm going to die. What are you listening to, huh?
But you keep
saying the same thing over and over.
If I were to have to bury you, I lose. You're burying me. I did my job.
In the long time, if you see it there, she's probably going to start cleaning, right? All right, man, it's time to go. What are you doing tomorrow morning, Ben? Would you like to come to the mall tomorrow and sit down and say the word? In Harlem, man. Just come to hear the word. Speak on the black Messiah. You're going to look to him back. Ah, that's a good question, man. Let's talk about it. I'm going to send you a flyer right now, man. Let you look at it.
Nobody beats death. We all gotta go. But you beat the game if we die in the right order. If I were to bury you, I lose. You're burying me. I did my job, and now I'm moving on. I love you.
Why are you listening to me?
I love my mother more than anything. I wrote a book about her in 2007. And she's gone now. Oh, God, I'm okay. I'm okay because I chose to deal with it. It hurts me when I think about it, but I don't live it because it would piss her off. Do you know what I'm...
No, I don't see it. Oh, that's not easy.
Social media is a great thing, and it's also... It can also be time. Do I got social media? Absolutely. But do I keep it on my phone? No, I don't.
Yeah, I just hit you up. Ron, you want to go do it?
Well, Ben,
yeah.
You still married? Nah. Yeah, a lot of people say that, man. I had to say it. Ron had to say it. No, a lot of brothers had to say it.
I didn't say adios, amigos. I didn't
you didn't say adios.
I said, I don't love you anymore.
Oh, wow.
Just that simple. No, not like before. Get off my damn wallet. Get off my damn wallet. And you can keep your children. I'll take care of my responsibility. The dog, the cat, the roof.
I'll play that song.
I'll send you your money, $2.
Oh, shoot.
Then you turn to God. I don't love you anymore. Play that song, bro. Oh, boy. Get up, Ben.
Remember the list you gave me? There was four of them I didn't have the number on.
I didn't get the whole numbers. I just got those, and I thought I would go back and get them.
Oh, they didn't appear.
But they're going there? They probably was repeat, so they're probably on the other list.
Don't they have a list of ones that dropped off?
Sorry about that. Ron, listen to what the comments say. You're on it. See the psychiatrist? Psychiatrist and the meditator. Oh, man, that's a good combination. And the anger coach. This is what it says. This is what the comment says. Happiest, drunkest breakup song ever.
Wow.
In the comments. That's crazy, right?
Wow.
See how happy you were?
Oh, yeah.
There you go, man.
Talked about he was singing
in
it.
Oh, man. Come on, man. It's your song, brother. You remember this song?
Oh, yeah. That's a little ways back.
Nah, it's only the
70s, bro. 80s. Right. You were a baby. He's only 6,900 years old.
Well, let's go. Come on. It's the happiest breakup song ever.
Show him how you danced to that, how you made that move that night.
Can work it out. We can be together.
Respect each other.
Exactly.
Okay, so you can't find
it. Be faithful to your lover.
Be faithful to your lover.
So you can't find
it. It can never be. Like it was before.
Wow, this is so true.
I'm just telling you right now, girl. I don't love you anymore.
I don't love you no more.
Yeah.
What are you saying? Simple?
No. Yeah. Like before. Dirty shame. Dirty shame, yeah. Take care of my responsibilities.
This is music.
Send your money.
Wow, child support. Wow.
We together. Hey, the world would be much better.
Wow.
Never know. You never know. Come and come. I don't love you anymore.
That's messed up, man.
Okay,
no cry, man. You're sliding up in the corner, man.
No,
you're backing up in the corner like this, right in his eyes, man. It's all right,
Ben said that's a bad story.
You know how you can tell when somebody's not in their marriage no more? They're always around. They're always around another brother.
There you go.
So now I got the time. Can you hear that?
Hey.
Crazy old-fashioned song, man. Makes sense. Damn it.
And Bobby Womack said what? You think you're lonely now, girl. Wait until the night.
Oh, yeah, I got to play that one now.
Wow.
This is the oldie. Bobby Womack. Oh, man, I can't even say it. Bobby Womack. I bet you that song come up. Instantly. That's how I hate it, boy. See? That was his number one hit.
The thing that's a song.
I smell a coffee out here.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? We're going to have coffee starting place.
So, Ben, you believe in doing this? Like, meditation for me? Good? Oh, are you a real meditator, brother? You don't believe in me? Yeah. You know about this?
The gospel's praying.
What is this for? Make you conscious, say, right? I don't know. But we want to focus on something.
Cold outside. Who are you holding?
You're speaking, man. You're singing, preaching, man. That's a gun in the Bible.
You got
a gun carved in the Bible. You know those gun toting preachers. I know, right?
The girlfriend's got, she ain't got. Girl, I can't be at two places at one time. Think you're lonely now. Arthur's speaking tonight, right? Arthur Mahan.
Tonight?
Yeah, from Moss, over here in Mount Vernon. I thought it was tonight.
No. Some of that thing I just sent you?
That's tonight.
No, it's tomorrow, the 19th. My son's birthday.
Which
27,
one?
Bro. Huh?
This one.
Sorry. Is he 27 or 28? Wait a minute. 2004, 2014 is 20. 26, 27.
Wow.
2094, right? 27.
97,
yeah. 94. Yes. 2004, 2014 is 20. So you got 6.
I thought it was 1993.
97. 1993. So you go to
93? My son. No.
Can you do the math? Somebody's born 1994. How old is it? Probably even meditative, boy. Meditative can't answer questions, bro.
Wow. We will here tonight, girl.
You got a request?
Let the song finish.
Let the song finish?
Let it finish. Yeah, that's a meditation song.
What's Bob right now walking here? I feel like today's a Sunday. Yeah. Nobody could sing like this now, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You think drugs made them hear to sing like that?
No, I never heard of Bobby Womack being on drugs. I mean, I don't know, but I never heard of it.
How about this, Ron? Uh-oh. What is that, bro?
Meditation music.
It's a meditation song,
man. That's a flute? That's a flute? For violin?
Mm-hmm.
You know Mr. Farrakhan plays the violin, you know that?
Mm-hmm.
You ever see him?
Yeah.
That's nice, man. Ooh. Let's see how that sounds together. R&B and meditation song. Let's see.
Sometimes the girls.
Sometimes the girls. We'll come and go home.
You meet for love. Life won't let you know. That in the end.
That in the end.
You'll still be loving her.
She's gone. Classic.
You're all alone. I never learned.
To give myself.
I've been a fool. Right now I need someone else. Well. Just like Earth Blue, I blow my horn in the year. But then she's gone, baby, I should have known. Yeah, it takes a fool. Come on now, girl, to learn. That love, nobody. It takes a fool to learn that love don't love no one.
That in the
wind. Love of my home is you. It takes a fool. Oh yes it does. That love, nobody. It takes a fool.
Well.
Oh, baby.
Classic, bro. Classic.
That love don't love
no more.
Sign of pain. Through my face. Well. I won't take the blame. No.
Everything. What about this one?
Well, you don't like listening to songs for long, huh? Two
Geminis.
Yeah, man, DJs don't listen to songs.
Yeah, two Geminis.
No, DJ Gemini.
Oh, no. You gotta wait. I'm in.
Okay? Hello, how are you?
Walk around.
Now, what is it? You know you're joking.
Hold on. Man, shut up, man. I'm only joking. Man, shut up, man.
Today the police gave a lot of good gifts. My grandmother, she got...
Now you're telling us.
You don't know?
No.
You don't live in her apartment?
Yeah.
How come my daughter don't live with her? She don't move her once she's
done. What happened in front of,
the whole city all day, and the whole police station again.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
The window's right there.
Children get wild on Friday. Time to go home.
Very rude, you know the principal told us? You know something? You know the